Welcome to season two of Melanin Speaking Podcast. Woohoo!
Alrighty, Idy.
Mama, I made it.
Hey,
we got a new song, new look. Look at us. Season two, we just popping.
It's new.
Was that supposed to be a song or something?
I felt like she was going somewhere in her head and then it just kind of fell off the cliff a little bit.
It did. I was like, why am I talking? I'm singing. You gotta commit.
I'm loving it. Look at this vibe. I'm so excited. Season two is just gonna be so good.
I'm so happy and for season two.
And if you've just been following us since season one, baby, we got people on here that you're gonna be like, oh, who that?
Ooh,
they what? She sounds sexy. Oh.
What they doing?
I like that voice.
Ooh, what they look like. Hey. You know how your voice don't match the body?
Always. Come on. Look, you're going to start matching these people. And
yeah.
It's like a book that you're reading.
It is. It's like a book that you read and then they cast the characters.
And then they're like, no, that doesn't match up with my head.
That's not how y'all get that out of that.
Bella from Twilight never matched in my head. Never. I said it.
Obviously, she's
there's a lot. You know, I have quite a list in my brain of celebrities. Yes. That's probably bad, but they're just like don't fit their character, and it's like, who cast this?
Y'all just needed one famous person, then that's
exactly
the one? Okay. Yep. That's fine.
There it is. What a summer this has been! I honestly feel like it went by pretty quickly.
Too fast.
Like
too
it's already fast. August.
Kids are already
about
back
to
in
be
school.
September. Kids are back in school. You know what I do
I'm
miss?
I'm back in school. That sucks, too.
I mean,
well,
soon.
Right. Soon and very soon.
But I, as, you know, kids were going back to school, I kind of missed the back to school shopping.
Yeah.
You know, I saw all the little crayons.
The tax-free weekend.
The tax-free weekend.
The notebooks. The planners.
You know,
I
the backpacks.
The planners.
You know, they're not a lot of them getting planners.
Yeah, I
which
do know
we
that.
Found out. Which later in the season, you'll have to check it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was like, That was my go-to thing. Like, I don't know how I remember your homework.
That is the only way I survived. That's the only way that I passed any class.
You know?
Because I had a planner.
Exactly.
But it taught kids things, but you know.
But you also got like either a good note or a bad note.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was really aiming for those stickers, you know. Because you collected a bunch of stickers and then you get like a prize at the end of the week.
See, we didn't have
stickers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have stickers. We had cards. So you flip the card. If you were green all week, you were great. I mean, if you went to yellow or red.
No.
No treasure box for you, sir.
Damn.
The treasure box?
Not the treasure box.
I think about that treasure box and I'm like, man, that's a Dollar Tree if it's not.
Right. Look, if I'm putting my own money into this, sorry, kids.
I'll be one of those spinny little things. I can't.
Simple treasures from childhood to youth.
But listen, times go by so quickly when you make yourself super busy. Like, I feel like over the summer, we've just done so much. Mm-hmm. Like the Juneteenth party, the Women Expo downtown. What else? What have we done? It's so much.
We marches that had.
Oh, march. Our first march
our
booth.
First march booth.
Thank you for everyone who came by and took a picture of our melting flower wall.
Yes.
I would just say we like our first DIY project, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we were like, let's do a little
for
cute.
Sure as a group. And it was just, you know, it was a hot day.
It was hot.
It was so a hot day.
But and the wall was not for that.
The wall was heavy.
It was.
That shit was tipping.
But we made it work. You
we
know,
did.
Those flowers that fell, we made it into
made
the
it
little.
Yeah, on the grass.
We
on
did.
The grass on the ground, you
it
know?
It just became a meadow.
If you haven't seen it, please check it out.
It is all over our Facebook.
All
it
over
is
our
on our Insta.
Mm-hmm.
All the lovely families that came out that day. It was awesome.
But definitely big shout out to Tiffany Perkins for hosting such a great event. You know, it was held at the Downtown Commons, which is a nice place.
Beautiful.
You know, good for Clarksville for building that. A lot of vendors, a lot of artists. Like, we had our own Jordan was an artist there, which was amazing. And then the food was popping.
Yeah. The food trucks were awesome.
It was.
Absolutely.
I was just happy.
Had a great time. And then Juanita, she also organized an entire event that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Lots of vendors.
At
good
the Wilma
food.
Rudolph Event Center, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Just a beautiful time. So shout out to the ladies that are making it happen in Clarksville, mm-hmm. making their voices heard and bringing mm-hmm. a lot of people together to change in ideas and just building something here in our community. And we just wanted to give a shout out to them because they're, mm-hmm. you know, amazing, doing great things.
And of course, all the ladies that like helped them.
Absolutely.
Not just ladies, but just the individuals who helped them create such a space. Because, you know, it takes a village to
100%
create such an amazing space.
And it's really nice to see, as somebody who isn't like native mm-hmm. to Clarksville, I loved seeing that community come out and come together. And, you know, it wasn't just melanated people. It was mm-hmm. people of all walks of life mm-hmm. that came by,
yeah.
supported, enjoyed, you know, all of that. And it was just really good to see Clarksville as a unit come together.
I agree. Yeah. I wouldn't call myself a native, but I've been here quite a while. Probably should be a native. But I definitely agree, because you can ask anyone years ago, I'd be like, why are you here in Clarksville? Like, what's here in Clarksville? And then, like, I was saying, I rarely saw black people. Unless it was, like, in Lincoln Homes or, mm-hmm. you know, what they call the projects and stuff like that. But, like you said, seeing every walks of life just come and join for such a great holiday, I was like, oh, look at Clarksville. Yeah.
And to see that Clarksville had already accepted that as a holiday prior to February and were already planning things like way back last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing. It's great to finally see that the diversity that's actually here starting to be propelled forward.
Yeah.
Because definitely, like, me, I've been here for quite a bit. And even growing up here, like, yeah, you didn't see nothing. Like, it was nothing.
The stuff that they're building now,
yeah,
I would have never thought that
at all
Clarksville would have done.
Yeah.
But I also think that this is a new generation that's kind of coming forth and mm-hmm. really is empowered by activism. And mm-hmm. it is kind of I'm the last year, quote unquote, of what people traditionally consider millennials. And it's the older millennials who are really taking charge and doing mm-hmm. really amazing things. And, you know, I got to shout out to them. And they're being powered by, you know, the younger ones under them that are keep pushing us forward and things like that.
And so Gen Xers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Yes. And, mm-hmm. you know,
we're working on them slowly, but surely.
Yeah.
They're crossing over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think that that's an amazing thing to watch slowly happen in Clarksville, even if you've been here a while.
Yeah.
Just seeing that transformation is awesome.
It does. It gives you hope mm-hmm. For a place that you really were thinking like, okay, I guess I just got to move. And now you're seeing it. Now you're like, maybe we should stay a couple years.
Maybe it's not so bad.
it's still a work in progress.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I will say that's what I'll leave it at. A work in progress. I'm at the point, though, where I'm personally not a country person, even though, you know, Clarksville is kind of turning into a mini city.
A baby city.
Suburban. It's like...
But I feel like I should go out,
yeah,
you know, for a couple of years and then, you know, I still have family here. So I'm going to, of course, come back to Clarksville and I'm going to be like, oh, wow.
Right.
Look at Clarksville.
But right now, I feel like it's just like for people that want to have families and babies.
I 100% agree.
It's just that. We got Fort Campbell up the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. 100%, so. I 100% agree with that. I think everybody, no matter, you know, if you love your hometown or not, I think everybody needs to spend a few years
outside of
their hometown. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to live somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big, as someone who has left her hometown multiple times at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a big proponent of that. And then you find new hometowns. Mm-hmm. You find beautiful things about other places. And, you know, I can't always say that I will be in one spot, but I'll always love this place for what it is. You keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
I like moving. So same. I get it.
Same. I don't like staying one place too often. Mm-mm. I get bored, honestly, is what it comes down to. I really get bored.
That's totally fair.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to say a shout out to other people in Clarksville that is just like making a name for themselves.
Yeah, and taking root and building here.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, like Miss Mary mm-hmm. from Butterfly Moments.
Absolutely.
She's doing amazing. She works at a women's recovery facility. Well, not work, but she's like the founder of the women's recovery facility here in Clarksville, Tennessee, which I think is amazing because Clarksville is like pretty high on like drug addicts and
addiction
and whatnot. And it's just brushed under the rug.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The underbelly of like.
Yeah. And so she's definitely made a space for women to come and if they need help and want help. She's there to provide it, you know, which I'm super excited that she was able to be on part of season two later on. You'll hear that, hear more about that. But just women like Miss Mary, Tiffany, Juanita, and many more that I can't think of right now are just big activists in their own personal ways.
Yeah, I mean, they just... They really help create a community here that can grow. They really help with resources for things that are often overlooked. And yeah, it's just really good to see them kind of take Clarksville, take all the issues that we have, put it at the forefront, get people to recognize it, get funding, get resources to put it out there. And that just, that takes a lot of work and it takes, and cojones. It takes a lot of cojones to do. That's the word I'm thinking of. Cojones. We'll go with that one.
Okay. like that. But it's all, I like, for me, they've definitely opened up my eyes and be like, oh, wow, I want to be like that. You know, I want to make a change or make a difference. And, you know, they're great role models, you know.
I agree.
And they're so easy to talk to, you know. If you have a question about whatever in Clarksville, they'll have that information. And if they don't, they'll point you in the right direction, which I love that, you know.
They always connect you to somebody.
They do.
They don't just say, hey, contact this person. They're like, let me introduce you to this person.
Really? Yeah, so you can just have that connection. Yeah.
Yes, and I love that, you know. And then, like, you've made a connection with that person, and it just keeps going. You know, you're building that, like you said,
that community,
yeah.
that connection.
And I love it.
And I think that that's really... empowering, like I think we throw around that word a lot in general, but I think that these ladies really kind of personify, and so many others in the Clarksville area specifically, and obviously nationwide too, but they personify the extending and really going outside of yourself and empowering other people, you know. Like you said, they're going to connect you directly to the person without, it's not going to be a card like, oh, you should give that person a call. I'll drop an email. No, they're going to like introduce you. You're going to have a conversation with these people. And that's how real things are built, because you're forming relationships. And that's how real like activism, I think.
There's the word.
Really, you know, that's how activists engage.
Yes.
That is, and I think that is their most important avenue that they're really engaging in currently is their activism, and they're putting in work, and
exactly.
you can see it, you know, with
their
attitudes, their names are out there, their foundations are out there, and it's not just the names, and I, you know, I got a thing about like names without like work behind it, and you see the actual dedication, you see the passion and the love that they have for the people in the communities that they're trying to cultivate. And that's not something you always see.
Yeah.
You know, so they're, to me, the true definition of activists.
Yeah. Every one of those people that we named, they're all our local activists. They're all the reason why, and indirectly, why we even have a podcast like this and came together. So, I mean, that's kind of the topic today. Introduced it. Activism.
Activism.
How to be an activist. What does it mean to be an activist? The importance. All that. How to get involved. All the lovely stuff that, you know, we think about, but we're like, oh, I don't want to do. This is that.
Or even all the things we think about and we don't have a starting point.
Exactly.
Because I think a lot of people have a lot of energy and then they're like,
where do I go?
Where do I put this?
Where am I supposed to be?
And then you have that block, and then you're just like, well, never mind.
You or, know, you know, things will never change, so it doesn't even matter.
And they've said plenty of times, like, you know, they've gone through the same thing, but, like, in order to see a change that you want to see, you just got to be the person to
do it,
you know? And I think that's so powerful because they're, like, I just thought, you know... Like I said, you know, Clarksville, I think, in a bad way, but then I see these women changing Clarksville, making it a better place for me, a black girl. I'm like, oh, okay. okay, so cultural can get better, you know? And I think these women are definitely opening my eyes. And I want to be involved in that, you know? So, like...
They're laying the groundwork for others to walk through.
And I just want to be under them. And I'll be like, just taking notes. Just looking really hard, you know? And it's like, wow, okay, yeah.
Right.
You know? Because not only can you take that for, you know, your community, but you can take that anywhere. You know, say we do move, or we are going to move.
Yep.
You can be that person.
No matter where you are.
No matter where you are. And
so let me ask, what does it mean to be an activist to you? Oh, let me pick on names. Renisha, what does it mean to be an activist to you?
I mean, a person who is putting in the work without wanting the recognition. With a person who wanting change for a better future. A person who sees wrong and wants to make the world right.
Okay. Chelsea?
I personally think an activist is a person who, puts in the work to get the results that they really want, the outcomes that they want. I think it is a person who is sometimes self-sacrificing. I think it is someone who puts themselves out there to make sure that the greater good is accomplished. And I think that they tend to be very strong people. So when I think activists, I think strength and just kind of a powerhouse of like pushing the conversation or pushing something forward, even if it's not liked or loved, you know, they do it in spite of the odds.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like both of what you say puts a lot of pressure on that person to be a leader as an activist. And I think you necessarily have to be a leader. I think an activist is somebody that feels strongly about something and just shows up. That's all you have to do. Like, that's the first step. Is you have, like, let's say your big thing right now is you want fucking recycling out here. You know, I want recycling bins. You say, yes, that's where my energy is going to go. And you show up to things that, you know, propel that forward. I think a lot of times we put this, like, over amount of pressure on people that, oh, you're not an activist because you're not out here being the forefront. You're not out here creating all the waves. No, you could be a part of that wave and still be an activist because you're showing up. And you're doing everything to kind of propel that forward. And it's not necessarily, you know, one person can be an activist, but that one person can only get so much done because you need a following.
For sure.
So you need a collective group of people to do it. So, yeah, I think really just showing up is a big part of that. But according to Google, the official definition of activist or an activist or activism, I guess I said activist. Anyway, we'll go with that. It's a person who campaigns to bring about political and social change. So I think that kind of encompassed everything that we said. Every one of us have a different kind of outlook for what it is to be an activist.
And even the people we did a name, like you said, people behind the scenes.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Because there's some people that we never know the names
You
of.
Don't need to know their names. No, you know, you just you see don't. The change that Absolutely. We're working on. Yeah. Your community is working on. You know what exactly. I'm saying? And that, I think it's important to know that not everything comes from higher ups, you know, it always starts with the little people.
You know, and I'm kind of glad you called out that pressure of being a leader, because I think you're right. I think we definitely do put a lot of pressure on people to be, like you said, that leader.
I also think, you know, like donations are a thing.
Because
things ain't cheap. Yes, we want to see a change in the world, but the world does.
We still have to operate within the world while making those changes.
Right. I mean, like, you got to think, this past election, there's people that were part of the campaign. There's people that did social media for them. There's people that just donated, which is a big part of it because it takes a lot of money to run a campaign. And whether it be, like, for political office or for a specific vote, there's just so much that goes into that. So, yeah, donations? Hell yeah. If you don't want to be out there, be a fucking donor. That is great.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. If you want to be online signing petitions and sharing it so people know about the issue, absolutely.
More all people the time. Know. I get emails. You know, I get. I think it's called, the email I get is Move On. I think it is.
Yeah.
And I mean, they be getting me because I get free stickers to put on really my car. Do. You know,
every time.
I got a Biden right. Harris yeah. 2020 sticker. I got a Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, yes. But I mean, overall, I wanted to be the person to mm-hmm. like sign it, you know, even if it wasn't anything political, you know, the Shikari Richardson yeah. thing mm-hmm. or, you know, the Afghanistan thing mm-hmm. that's happening. Yep. If I want to see a change, I'm going to.
You have to voice your opinion. Yeah. Yeah. You have to be. And I think people take for granted. I think you hear a lot of people be like, oh, well, you know, social justice warriors only mm-hmm. online. But like, there are some things that I have found out about and then been like, wait, I didn't. That happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just by browsing online, just mm-hmm. by somebody being that social justice warrior. And then you enter it into Google, read the article. It's like,
yeah.
holy like, moly, oh, what is going on?
Exactly. Like, a lot of those
things. There's a lot holy of those moly. Things. Holy moly. Like, I follow a lot of, you know, on Twitter and on Instagram, well, mostly Twitter. I follow a lot of reporters.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, currently I've been following a reporter who's reporting in Afghanistan. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Oh, let's wow. be honest. Would I really know what was going on mm-hmm. if somebody wasn't basically live tweeting mm-hmm. what's going on? You know, so those things, that is activism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because social media is everything right now.
Yeah.
Whether that's you typing, like you said, on Twitter, or whether that's you talking on this latest trend on like TikTok or mm-hmm. these reels.
Yeah. Or putting out a podcast.
Or putting out a podcast.
Exactly. Like, there's so many ways for you to voice your opinions.
I agree.
There's no, and it shouldn't be an excuse of like, oh, well, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Or maybe my opinion doesn't. No.
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 You can you Google it if you're not sure. Google it.
Google it. And then, like, ask around.
Ask around.
You know how quickly you put on Facebook. I've seen so many times where people put on Facebook, be like, can you give me recommendations for a haircut?
Right.
Can you give me And I'll be, like, 66 comments Absolutely. On there. And I'll be like, okay, do the same thing. What's going on? What are your thoughts on Afghanistan? Or... I guarantee you, those 1,000 people, friends on your Facebook, are going to voice their opinion.
Every and I time. Also think that it's a good way to hear both sides, whatever both sides are, whatever they are, it on sure a specific is. Opinion.
Just think about when 45 was elected.
Both. Baby. It's good to see, you know, what are other people talking about? And that's something I think is a benefit of social media and activism on social media, is that everybody's active. I don't even know the word right now, but everybody is
active.
Thank you. Active. Everybody's very active on social media, and they're willing to voice their opinions.
Yeah.
And if you reach outside of your bubble, because we all know the algorithm will create a nice little bubble for you
all the time.
But if you reach outside of your bubble, you can get some very interesting tidbits on what is going on outside of, you know, what you might believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to hear those activists too,
mm-hmm.
as interesting as they may be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have to agree with what you say. 100%. I don't have to agree. I mean, I do want to hear it to some mm-hmm. degree. Now,
I want to know why you think that way.
Yes. And I think that's where people, I know personally, I get a lot of pushback is when I start asking people, but like, how did you get there? Like, what mm-hmm. made you think that? And then they get defensive. They're like, what do you mean? That's just how it is. And it's just like,
how much
okay,
research
so you,
have you put into it?
Right. Know? I'm like, so like, you always got to tell people, I'm not hating on your idea. Just explain it to me. Walk why? Me through your brain process. Mm-hmm.
Maybe what I is can it that you saw? Agree to something you said.
Right.
Maybe we can find some middle ground.
Exactly. You know?
And then if not, then you better be ready to debate it. Let's go.
Yeah.
You better be ready right. for these citations. I'm off and get you.
Okay. According
Let me get
to.
This APA 6 edition.
Have you seen these statistics? Let's go right. through them, shall Let's we?
I'll send you the link.
Right. You know, those types of conversations are very interesting to me. And they're important.
Mm-hmm.
They're very important.
They're important because I feel like oftentimes, you know, right now everybody's like, oh, we're so polarized or, oh, you know, we can't get anything done. And I think it comes down to, one, we don't know how to explain how we got to thinking a certain way. And two, we're not open enough to see the other side. But then three, we will never admit we're wrong. And I think that's like just a human thing. I agree. Not necessarily have to do with politics or party, just in general.
I agree.
You know, the first thing is, I'm not wrong. Bitch, you're wrong. Right. Excuse me?
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, but I definitely think activism does play a big part in anything you do. Like, we always talk about political movements and everything like that, because it is. Like, I always say, politics plays... it has a little touch in every part of your life. Like, it's just a part of it. Like, I get people are like, I don't want to get political. Okay, well,
everything
then
is really you're breathing political.
In America, you are political. I'm sorry, you were born into it. That's just how it is. You can say all day and not that you're not, but then whether or not you want your kids to wear a mask at school, whether or not you want to get a vaccine, whether or not, you know, you want a red light at this fucking intersection. Mm-hmm. You want a stop sign? You want this? You want that?
Who do you go to?
Who do you go to?
Think about it.
Right. You know? Oh, these prices at Walmart are high. Okay. What
do we what have you to been do thinking? To get them down?
You
didn't
pay any right. taxes, folks. Baby, come on.
My taxes
now.
Are high, but I don't think, ain't making nothing. Why?
I don't think we like thinking about it like
we
that.
Don't.
We don't like thinking about it we like don't. That. Because then things get complicated.
They do.
Things get messy. And then I have to think about what that trip to Walmart instead of my local business really cost
really
me.
Really costs.
You know, we don't like to think about everything having a little touch of politics in it. Mm-hmm. But you're 100% correct. It is. We are in America.
Yeah.
Everything's political
everything's
here.
Political.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And as I feel people like, would throw at me the melting pot.
Sure.
Those words always get thrown. Like, I went to one of our city council meetings, and a city council ward member just threw that in there, as he also threw in, you know, Martin Luther King in the same sentence.
I said the most racist shit out.
Also coming from a white man, you know. So
okay.
I'm like,
I just have to get real close to the mic. Just one time for the one time.
Mm-hmm, go.
Stop quoting Martin Luther King Jr.
You know
to fixate on your crazy, ridiculous, totally anti everything that he stood for ideas. Do your research on the man, okay?
They
the man was
the
a massive leftist. He was a socialist. He talked about economic reaper. Like, don't get... Okay,
uh-oh.
It's disrespectful.
It really
it
is.
It is massively disrespectful because of what the man stood for. Everybody talks about the I Have a Dream speech, but they don't talk about the later half. They don't talk about the ones before
because
where he was talking about how capitalism literally destroys every community that they touch.
Everything.
Like, let's not go there, my mans. It pisses me off. Every February, they chart this man out. They trot him out. Like, I'm sorry. I'm probably loud as F.
No.
They trot this man out as their, like, golden black boy. Because they chart this man out and be like, oh, look, he was the perfect Negro. Not to mention that majority of y'all mamas and grandmamas, or you as a teenager. Now sitting congressmen, councilmen, whatever. Y'all hated him too. So what are we talking about? Disrespectful. Okay.
I'm done. Stop.
Triggered.
Stop. Disrespectful.
Absolutely disrespectful.
Stop putting Martin Luther King with Melton Boy and your stupid socialist views.
Yeah. If you ain't about the cause, don't even bring the cause
don't
into it.
Don't talk about it. Like,
don't
just
try
read
it,
one book. Just read an autobiography on the man. Just read his children's books on him, his wife's books.
You don't even have to read
a
book.
It's a plethora.
He did so many interviews. You could literally just watch them.
Go to YouTube. I don't understand. I hate it so much. It obviously boils my blood. Moving on.
Yes. So get active. Stop that shit.
Get involved.
You see, and honestly, like, I think one of the things is we hear them say Martin Luther King's words and we don't stop it right there and then. You gotta be
that's
like
true.
When a bad dog pees on something. Don't you dare.
I agree.
I mean, when he said it, when we were there,
we all went.
First of all, we were supposed to be
really?
Quiet or whatever.
We were.
You know, I learned that you're not allowed to step up to the podium.
Nope.
Which I was like, this is some bull.
Yeah,
but
you have to, like, get your name on a
and at the time,
list.
You know, I didn't know what I was walking into. But after he said it, I was like, huh? What?
You know, just for like,
I think we just all laughed. Just like groaned of like, no. Oh my god, no.
Oh no.
I said, what is happening? And I'm pretty sure like the people who was watching like
online
it's like,
they
what?
Heard us.
They heard us. We were right next to the camera, so
on purpose.
But it's just so important to get involved. Okay, whether you're left or righty. I just know what's happening in your community.
Yes.
Get I agree. Network. You know how many people that this is a small town. I'm not gonna lie to you. Clarksville is a small town. I can't go to Walmart without knowing, you know, Aunt
Betty.
You
can't come nowhere without knowing somebody. This girl's the worst.
It's a good thing and it's also a bad thing. Because, you know, I can't go to Walmart looking like
bummy.
Trash.
Bummy. All of it. Okay. But at the same time, knowing these people because I have resources to help me in whatever endeavors that I need.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or like we mentioned the ladies before and many others, I can go be like, oh, this is happening for Clarksville. Okay. What can I do to help? You know, or what can I do to get other people involved or the knowledge out there? Because there are some people my age who still doesn't, like we said.
Yeah, they don't know.
They're just sitting on their couch and, you know, just working the 9-to-5 job and just going through the floor instead of wanting something different for their lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I think and some a lot people of them are just, can't. I was about to say, some people are beat down.
Yeah.
And, like, and not I guess
necessarily.
That.
That's what our system does
physically.
To you.
Yeah. I think
we're
that
bred to
you,
be workers.
Exactly.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, they breathe the hope and joy out of you pretty young and pretty fast. Like.
What you do as soon as you get into. Really get that degree off at that stage in high school and you're out.
Figure it out. Kid.
Exhausted forever. There's not a day where I'm like, I'm tired. But I mean I'm not gonna let that tiredness stop me from what I really want to do.
Yeah, and I think we can touch on capitalism a little bit, but I think that capitalism makes you work so many hours, beats you down so much, so you can't be active.
Yeah.
Like as much as I would want to say, every single person go out and be an activist and make your voice heard and go to the streets, in reality, some people literally can't afford it. Not like they can't. The money ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
The money to get to the gas station to take that extra trip to downtown to make the voices known, it ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
The money to have broadband. I think the pandemic really showed how many people don't have Wi-Fi at home, don't have internet access at home. If you don't have that, I can't email a letter to my senator. I you know what I mean? I can't necessarily do that. Some people, Twitter and Insta is what they got.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, but there's resources out there. Like the
I 100% agree. I 100% agree. But I feel like we have to leave some space for those who can't take the financial, I got to come off work, I got a babysitter, you know what I mean? There are some financial freedoms, even if it's small, that do allow people to be more active than others. However, I think if you have that small freedom, then you should take it and you should embrace that freedom that you have and make your voices known so that one day the person behind you also has that freedom.
Definitely.
I definitely think about it as like, my future kids or future niece and nephews or, you know, just future kids in general. Like, what do you want this world to look like? Do you want it to look like this? Which is already exhausting you. You know, you're already in so much of the debt.
Do you want this world to still be here?
Yeah, well,
which is
girl.
Kind of like what it is now. Yeah. I keep thinking, like, and I post about it. Don't follow me on Facebook if, you know, triggered easily. But, you know, stop having kids. You're having these kids, but you're not saving the world that they have to live in. This shit is not going to be here when we're, you know, we're going to be on the way out. But all these kids that we're having have to deal with it. And we're setting them up for the worst case scenario at this point. And I had to say it. And, you know, that's one thing you do. That's one reason why people are getting more active. It's because they're realizing, like, oh, it's not just like, oh, it's going to be bad. It's, oh, this isn't going to be here.
Yeah, the more I look at...
you see all the billionaires trying to escape. They all go into space, just saying.
I mean, they just come back.
Hmm.
Look,
It looked like a single shuttle, by the way. You know, the little size. Right. Like a size.
It looked very suspect.
Like, all of a sudden.
But...
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
So they went.
I'm so proud of us. We stopped ourselves. I'm so proud of us.
Growth.
Yeah, that was a regroup moment because we could go down that, and that capitalism is what it'll lead back to. However, back to the activists who are fighting against it, I think the more I learn about global warming, even as someone who definitely wants children, I have really considered the thought of, like, what am I bringing them into? If this is my choice, if this is what I'm going to do, what am I realistically bringing my kids into? And, like, I was having a conversation with a family member of mine, and I was asking her, I was like, you know, do you want to, what are you preparing your kids for? Are you preparing your children for the world that we have right now, which...
It's changing.
I said, or are you raising your kids for the world that they're about to inherit? I said, because the way we grew up, even though it's not forever ago, it's completely different. And so, you know, when I was younger, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have like 6-7 kids. I was a crazy person. I was also an only child, so spare me the looks.
We both, the time I was like,
I'm
whoa.
I'm an only child.
I've always wanted a large family.
I'm not an only child, and I have a large family, and I do not want that many.
I've always wanted a large family.
That's your money.
I get it. It is. It is. So them little like, ooh, I want a bunch of kids has dwindled down to like, I might have one.
Maybe. I may have a plant. I'm going to have a dog, pet. Right.
And I understand that. And I totally get that. I'm a person who, even if I don't have children, there's no what the flipping flap.
There's no what the flipping flap. Yep. Thank you. Words from Chelsea.
Yep. But no, even if I choose that, I know that I'm going to adopt. I know that I want some form of, I'm totally about adoption. Because there's a lot of activists in that world as well. That CPS, I think that's more the activism that I was around growing up as a child. It was, you know, going to these foster homes, making sure that these kids are taken care of, and especially the group homes. These group homes be hit or misses. Because a lot of things aren't regulated, and it's unfortunate.
Especially in Chicago. I've read a lot about it.
You know, so that's kind of the activism that I was always, it was very kid focused. And because I've always been around kids and it's kid focused, I'm starting to look at the globally what that looks like. Because we're about to, it's about to be a mess. It's, you know, even this pandemic, how many people lost parents and everything else, and where do those children go?
And then, yes, that, but then also on top of it, vaccines. Not the most of the world isn't vaccinated like the U.S. is. We're throwing out vaccines while they're literally begging to get one.
Get like, vaccinated.
Come on now.
Please.
You
please
don't want it? Donate it. That's what I said.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm for this mandatory vaccine.
Oh, yes.
I said it. Renisha. I'm for mandatory vaccines, period.
I don't know if I'm for mandatory vaccines. I am for vaccine passports, though.
I'm for if you want to put your kid in public school or a school with a group of people, or if you want to be around a group of people, then with that comes a vaccination.
That's why I said I think.
Or wear masks.
But you know what? Your kids already can't even be in schools without other vaccines. I'm not sure what the name was. Yeah. But, you know, I remember when I had to be in school, I had to have some certain vaccinations before I even entered the school. So
100%.
What's one more shoot up? One more.
Man.
But no, I definitely agree. Like, I just had another friend, you know, who lost her mother to COVID. And she was a person who didn't believe in COVID. And, you know, after that, she, you know, posted this very long thing of how she didn't believe. And now she's like,
maybe it's real.
It's no, but yes, that's exactly what she said. And you know, she has a little boy, you know, so cute and everything. But it is heartbreaking because it's like, what did you think the other 100,000 people were dying from in 2020?
Right.
Like, you think that was all fake? Yeah, it just makes me really mad that you have to wait to someone close to you.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it. You can't do it for the greater good like you're preaching in churches. But
it's too late.
But yet. Anyway, moving on. So we got a lot of issues, obviously. Yeah. There's a lot of issues that we can talk on. And there's a lot of people that need to get involved in these issues. But, mm-hmm. you know, how do you get involved? And
just if introverts and extroverts. Sometimes I'm a little bit of both. But honestly, I would say if you have a friend who's already like semi-involved, like Natalia was, you know, go with that friend, you know, start mingling with them. All right. But if you're like a person who doesn't mind talking, you know, go to your latest local events that's happening, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. Definitely I use Facebook events mm-hmm. and to see what's going around in Clarksville. And, you know, they pretty much post a lot of things like Manifest Magic. They're a Facebook group.
Yep.
They post a lot of, you gotta, what is it? Ask to be in the group first mm-hmm. before you can see anything. Mm-hmm. But then there's other groups out there. Yeah.
Like check out Indivisible if you're in Clarksville.
Indivisible.
Yes.
And just go to one of those events and then just talk to someone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you talk to that person, like you said before, it just keeps going with that chain reaction and talk to another person.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big just fan talk. Of the, and I hate to like do the feminism like, but lean in, bitch. Mm-hmm. Lean in. Like, mm-hmm. for real. You know, Google is your friend.
Mm-hmm. You literally got a phone. You have a phone. Super computer you have in your hands.
Hello. Hello. Use it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we have all this beautiful technology and all this info. We just got to use it the right way. Mm-hmm. And we got to tap into the things that we care about. Let's say politics don't really churn your gears. Cool. But you want something done in your local community.
And where do you go? Always check out your city council.
Always check out your city council.
Because that could be, that's directly affecting you.
Every day, all the time. And even if that's the extent you want to go. Mm-hmm. You don't care about the rest of the world, the nation, and that ain't your problem.
You want those potholes filled mm-hmm. In your you want that neighborhood because you're tired.
You want your kid to have a playground. You want them to have a decent school.
Another bus. You want them to have
tap in
other stuff.
You know what I mean? Like tap in.
Yes.
Go to your, you know, if you have children, go to your school board.
School boards. Oh my God. School boards are so important.
School boards are so important.
So
important. And they're so neglected. Most school board members run uncontested. Like,
oh my gosh.
I literally had an uncle who ran the school board PTA, blah, 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 blah. It's get involved because you can make a change. Yeah. You can shake some things up. It doesn't have to take your life. Mm-hmm. You can still, you know, have fun, enjoy, blah, 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 and be active. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being a part of the PTA as well is a form of activism.
100%.
And so, yeah,
especially if you got a kid.
Especially if you got a kid.
I love my PTA moms.
Hey.
But like, you know, I feel like some excuses people will give, it's like, you know, our work, blah, 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 blah. I mean, yes, I get that. You mm-hmm. work. But you don't have to be. I'm not asking you to be there every meeting. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some where you can just send an email. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee you, you're by a computer or by your phone, and you can send an email to your school board director. Be like, hey, today my child lesson was this. What's going on?
Yeah.
What does that got to do with anything?
And I mean, even like if you don't want to go to every meeting, usually they have newsletters. So like for your local political parties, for local activist group, for your school boards, mm-hmm. for everything, for your city council wards, they mm-hmm. all have newsletters that they send you. So like, let's say you're not super involved, but you have a certain issue you want to look to see if they're going to bring up. And then go, oh, lo and behold, their next meeting, they're going to have that issue. And then you can just show up to that one. If you can't, a lot of them went virtual. One thing COVID did that was wonderful is it moved it all to a point where you can just log on your phone and listen to it. You can comment on it.
I was just about to say, a lot of these places nowadays are live streaming their
meetings.
Their meetings. And so you can comment and you can hear something. I will say it was an eye-opener going to my city council meeting. Mm. It was something that I was like, I've never been to one, and I feel like I need to come more often.
Oh, yeah. I always think they're fun. That's just me, though.
They're informative.
They're fun.
I will say there is a small element of fun because it's just like...
It's like ridiculous.
The audacity? Like, yes. What?
They're like, hold up.
So I can really see that, that fun That's element, fun definitely. Yeah. But for sure, it's, you know, go there. Go to Facebook, like, you know, Renisha said, all of those places mm-hmm. are a wealth of information.
Yeah.
If you're looking into the right things.
Yeah. And I mean, everything that we're hitting on are things that we've done. But even mm-hmm. like, let's say your passion is homelessness and your church is doing something about it, right? Mm-hmm. You can also use that as a form of community and a form of activism, because it doesn't necessarily have to be purely political leaning. You can go based on your religion, based on your church, and see what they're doing for their community. Because you showing up to those events, hey, look at that. Now you're an activist. Like, yep. it's just that simple. And it's just that little. Like, it's so, it's easily accessible if you want to do it, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm going to list off a few things for you guys once again. How to get involved, you may ask. Check out your city council. Check out local political parties, protests that are going on. Check out your church's newsletter, because I'm sure they have things that they're doing.
Absolutely.
You can also just Google an issue. And then see if there's anybody in your local area that's doing it. And there's been times where, like, in Clarksville, they're not doing it, but in Nashville, they may. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, now look, you can go get some dinner in Nashville and be an activist. It's a two for one. Get some ice cream afterwards. Now it's a three.
Make it a day.
You got to make it a day. You got to engage yourself to the point where it's fun.
Yes. Make it enjoyable for you.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be tasking and, like, downtrodden.
It shouldn't. And... Yeah. I'm going to hit on voting. One of the, you know, purest, simplest forms of getting active in anything is to vote. You know, with the recent elections, we see people generally vote every 4 years and they probably just vote for the top tier and then that's done. You know, it's not just that. A lot of people go in and not know, you know, who they're going to be voting for, even locally. Like, once I was working the polls,
working the polls,
and you know, people would know, you know, of course, the president, their senators, mm-hmm. representatives are hit or miss. Past that, state, nothing. Local, unless they knew that person in church, they had no idea. Unless they saw a sign, they're like, I think I know that person, no idea. Unless that city council member knocked on their door and had a whole conversation with them, had no idea. Walked yep. into their house on accident, had no idea. Like, there's just, you gotta get in there. You gotta get in there. And here's two awesome resources that I love looking for. For national stuff, whether it's voting, for people in office or even just, issues, I would go to votesaveamerica.com. They have their off years, right? Which is like, oh, you know, they'll tell you what elections are coming up. Whether it's for the governor, the school board, you just choose your state and you go visit state and then it'll take you to the little thing. It's super user friendly. The interface is perfect and bright and just simple. You know, they even have a thing where it's like you can take action. So if you want to become an activist for, you know, voting rights or something, they even have links for that. So definitely check out Vote Save America. Also, their podcast, podcast, Pod Save America mm-hmm. by Crooked Media. Amazing. Go ahead and check it out. Now, if you live in Tennessee, we have this nifty, handy dandy app. And this app is called Go Vote Tennessee. And on this app, you can fill out your voter registration. Mm-hmm. So military people, always make sure when you go to the next state, you check to see if they have something like this so you can get your voter registration updated. Always got to make sure we got that updated. You can view an absentee ballot. You can see when your latest election days are coming up, if they're having voter registration drives. So if you want to go in person and do it, they'll have that on there as well. They have everything from elections to civics, publications, library and archives. Like, they just, everything you may need for to vote in Tennessee, they got it on this app. So get this app, Go Vote Tennessee. Usually, if you ever catch me at an event, you know, that's the first thing we push to people. You know, even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, vote. That's like just the most basic thing that we fought so fucking hard to have.
Yep.
Please use it. Please use it. Because if you vote, it can literally change everything. It could change who's representing you. It can change how much taxes you pay. It can change if you get that fucking stop sign.
Yep. Elections matter.
They matter.
From the smallest ones to the big national ones, mm-hmm. they all matter. Because they're all states, for something.
And some states literally have elections every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, make sure to check out Go Vote Tennessee. Absolutely. And also Vote Save America, because those are really just great resources to type in and to just start figuring out, like, oh, okay, so I need to show up for this. Or oh,
great launching pads.
Right. Thank
for
you.
For sure, for sure.
Absolutely. So I say all this to kind of reel it back. You know, when I first met Chelsea and Jordan, it was because I was campaigning for local elections and I had Renisha and I was like, hey, Renisha, we're going to go lit drop. I need some people, or do you want to come? And she's like, yeah. And then she'd be like, oh, can I bring people? I'm like, absolutely. You can bring people. Bring everybody, you know. And I would post it. I created a whole Facebook group about it to see people, to get even just for them to figure out what their ideology and where they lean, on general issues. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, so that's how I met them. And, you know, you can really meet a good group of people that can propel you forward to do things that you probably were not even on your radar to begin with. Like, you could have told me, like, oh, yeah, somebody would have been like, you are going to be with a bunch of people and do a podcast. And I'd be like, a podcast? Speaking? Work? Nah, that's not me. I'm not doing that. But then look at, like, now it's season 2.
Yeah.
And we're here.
Yeah.
And that's just wild to me. So from our experiences, what have you guys learned being local activists? Because you are, in case you didn't know.
Thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah, thanks for affirming my position.
Oh, yeah.
I have learned that speaking up matters, mm-hmm. showing up matters. And I also think that we are still going to need a bigger coalition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I learned that sometimes you'll get cut down. Sometimes it won't be perfect. But that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Get back up. Pick yourself up by the bootstraps. Oh, no, I'm kidding. But no, keep going, because there's a community around you that helps you get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just keep pushing at it. Keep going at it. Eventually, we'll tear down.
We'll get there, man.
Chip by chip.
Every time.
Yeah, definitely. I think I learned that Clarksville could be changed.
Right.
Nice. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing for me. It was like, oh, Clarksville can be changed. It's not really just set in its ways,
mm-hmm.
which I'm pretty proud of, to be a 15 plus years native Clarksville.
Hey.
Not born here.
I was not born here. Okay.
Right. But I definitely learned from the people I have mentored from, like, you know, their grind never stops, you know, day or night. Like, I've learned that I can get an idea and it's okay to express my idea without being like, I'm just going to keep it in my notebook.
Yeah. You know,
I've definitely learned that from the ladies that I have watched and mentored and volunteered for over the past couple of months, which I appreciate those ladies a lot, because they definitely, I feel like I've grown a little bit with just talking mm-hmm. to Clarksville people, because I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't want to talk to nobody. You know, I just want to go to the store, get my stuff, and go back home.
Yeah.
You know? But I definitely am comfortable of just like explaining to people what my podcast is. I'm definitely comfortable explaining what someone else's cause is or what we're looking for to push for Clarksville. Mm-hmm. It just comes out, you know, sometimes unintentionally. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh wow, I just said a whole speech, like a TED talk.
Hello. Oh yeah. And that's great. I love them.
Sometimes.
Rant away.
But I definitely have grown in the, like, the leadership position.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes I don't want to be, you know, I just want to just do the things in the background. But right. Sometimes you do have to be the forefront person and be like, hey, this is what needs to happen. This is how it can happen. And I'm also willing to, like, learn new ways to do something,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's what I've learned. Thanks, mm-hmm. ladies.
I love it. Love it.
That's so if great.
You are thinking about becoming a local activist, or if you're like, maybe I should do this, definitely check out our Instagram, our Facebook, our Twitter, our emails. Our email is melaninspeaking4@gmail.com. If you want to get, you know, active locally, like in Tennessee and Clarksville, and you're here and you're like, oh, I listened to this, how do I do this? Send us an email. We got you. We will introduce.
Because we got the connection.
Right. We know people now.
We got the links.
We coming on up.
We you know, we got a little list of people. You know,
I'm up that ladder.
You guys will get to hear from so many.
I know.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
I'm super excited for the guests that we have on season two.
Oh, my God.
It's also, like, first time having guests on here. So it was an experience. It is.
I'm so excited. You guys got to keep listening.
Stay tuned.
Oh, my God. Just follow everything. Comment on everything. And just, you know.
Like, share, so comment.
It's going to be a lot of it.
Bye. Listen to our new song. Do, do.